Welcome to Uncurated Podcast, a show for visual artists and designers to share their experiences and learn from each other. I am your host, Kelly. On this podcast, you can expect interviews from extremely talented visual artists, designers, as well as engaging conversations about art and the creative industry, especially in Africa. Caricature is a pictorial representation of a person, which exaggerates his characteristic traits for comic effect. Today's interview is a Kenyan caricature artist that thrives in live caricature drawing. Enjoy. So, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. My name is Alison Kelly. And I'm an art enthusiast. Like, I interview artists and I also practice nafanyanga interior design. So my goal yai channel basically ni to talk to artists for them to share their stories and educate other people about like the line of career they're in, so that like we can inspire the next generation, or you know, drop some knowledge, just like educate each other in the design and art community basically.
Yeah, that's a really nice course that you've taken up. So big up. Ni kazi poa sana. Hata mimi nafurahi kukuwa hapa kuongea na wewe.
Hata mimi nafurahi ulikubali ku kuongea. Yeah.
Ah, okay, welcome.
So, unaweza jiintroduce?
Well, my name is Alan Zuma, but I go by the name Waila as an hiyo ndio jina yangu yenye kuzita in the art, you know, art scene. Yeah, Waila stands for what you're looking at. What you're looking at. Yeah. Like what you're looking at is all about art. So yeah, up on your journey, yeah? So I decided to just call myself that. It's kind of like a brand name that I just feel in myself.
Hey, that's a cool
name. And Asante. Yeah, so I do art caricature to be precise. Or you can call it, or you can say a cartoon. I'm a cartoonist or illustrator, you know, whichever one I feel.
Oh, okay. I didn't know about your name. I thought it was like a short form for maybe like your name, your actual name. But you're interesting.
Yeah. Actually, nilikuwa naitafuta nikiwa, nilikuwa tu zile majina zenye unazitafutanga ukiwa mdogo, and then when you come and look at it later, you're like, man, it doesn't sound so cool as you thought before. But then niliamua tu, let me go with it.
But iko poa, mimi naipenda.
Ah, okay, asante.
So, how long have you been drawing?
I've been drawing for quite some time, like 6 years. But that was just my early years was just like trying to experiment. I was doing all sorts of things, doing you're gonna paint acrylics, you know, just painting random photos that I found on the internet. Alafu pia nilikuwa nafanya realism, drawing the pencil art, you know, the grid works, unachora ma grids, and then you like shade. So that's the thing that I started doing earlier on, and then I drifted into caricature because hapo ndo nilipata na I feel more. So I kind of, you know, specialize in that more than easier these other types of art.
So yeah. Like caricature and cartoonist type of drawing, that style is not very common, especially. Okay, according to me, I haven't seen a lot of African artists who do caricature. So how did you get into it? How did you get introduced into caricature and the cartoonist style?
Well, Ilianza, from me liking other artists' work from the internet, you know, social media, the artists from abroad. So those were the guys that I was more nilikuwa napenda kazi yao sana. So I just started like coping, trying to copy whatever they were doing, trying to copy their style. So I was saying, yeah, this guy does this, na try kuangalia tutorials, and then I copy. But then I came, and then I started doing it now, and then just posting it on my social media, only to realize pia kumbe locally tuko na a lot of good caricature artists.
Mm-hmm.
So by me posting and by them, other artists seeing whatever I was doing, the sasa unaanza kuona a caricature artist, they reach to you, wanakuambia, yo, I also do the same thing. Alafu pia Dominica anza ku discover. Actually, there's quite a number of Kenyan artists who do amazing work. And then I met another guy who like now, alini push now, because yeah, he's been doing it for quite some time. Amekuwa kwa hiyo scene for quite some time. So anaitwa Njoro or Cartoon. I know you know some of his works. Mm-hmm. So yes, sasa ndio aliniambia how to go about it now, like on a serious note, not just doing it for fun or what. So yeah, yeye ndo alini motivate, alini mentor.
Yes, that's a nice story. So are you self-taught? Did you go to school? How did you learn how to draw?
Yeah, I'm self-taught, but I can't say that I'm self-taught entirely, because most of the easy skills I got are by me watching tutorials. So as I said, nimefundishwa na YouTube and just the videos that people post on social media. Because I realize I actually learn more when I see and also do and try to do and copy whatever people are doing. That's the best learning way for me, and I realize. So that's how I taught myself. So yeah, I think you can say I'm self-taught in that way.
Yeah. If a self-taught artist, like umefanya kazi kwa. Yeah.
A scientist.
We can all agree.
The fact that it's a learning experience every day, because normally I usually look at other artists, I'm like, wow, they pick up us to granny. But now you see, you're here saying, I am saying, unse the pro and whatnot. But many kids, I'm like, wow, I have a long way to go. Mazua.
So, yeah. I feel like you have a long way to go. Is also a good thing because it keeps you curious. Unajua, like ukisha ukifikira ti oh nime make it na jua kuchora na jua kudesign, like utafika point enye uko stagnant, uko stale, like kazi una make is just boring because you're not curious. So the moment unafikira like oh I need to improve, like I can do better nini, it's almost like unajimotivate ku grow. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah, for sure. You know, hakuna learning hakunanga mwisho. So you learn every day. So the best thing is to keep your mind open, you know, and, you know, stay curious.
So I've seen on your Instagram that you usually do like live drawings. You just said you do on the weekend. So I wanted to ask you, how did you feel the first time you did like a live caricature drawing? Like, were you nervous? Were you scared? Ama, you were ready. You were just ready. Like the first time.
Well, akunanga time you feel prepared or you feel ready to do something. I mean, I can say even up to now, There's some clients when you unapatanga, they've come to your stand or mesema, yo, draw me now. So kuna ile bado kale ka baridi unasikianga, you know, even until after doing like so many faces later. So naweza sema you usually feel that that fear, but unai suppress tu, unajua pale hivyo sasa confidence yako ndio itakuuza. Because you know when you start behaving like ni kama umeogopa ama you don't know what you are doing, hata pia umetoa confidence ya that guy mwenye you are drawing. Anaweza toka hapo hivyo aende na sasa hiyo ni ndio pia imekuacha, unajua. So yeah, ni wewe tu kwa confidence, you draw whatever you are drawing, ikikuwa hit well and good, ikikuwa miss, yeah, you just confident. Yeah, you know, this is you. You don't look like this. Ask your friend around. Unajua sasa ni ile unachocha kabisa. Lakini deep down unajua tu umehata roho safi. But sasa unajua ikiwa in that position you just have to be confident. So actually that's the secret. Alafu uzuri ya live pia, you know, normally kuna kuaga na an audience behind you, maybe are people who are amused sawa kwa nyuma yako. So when you find that audience and you maybe anachota, huyo mse umemtoa. So those guys are usually help sana. Zinaja, from that comment, that client comment, yaka atakuwa, yo, umse manzi amefanya justice. So atakami ilikuwa mbaya, the moment they see it, kuna vileti yo comment, yo umse ilimuinfluence. You know, so nika mind game plan inacheza wanga hapo. Mm-hmm. But the good thing is, with art, muse manga, like, unafai kuwa too open-minded, you know. There's no wrong way of doing art. So as much as that is a miss or is a hit, it's still art, it's still beautiful, you know. But the only interpretation yenye utaipata pale pengine popote. So yeah, that's the good thing about it. Sorry, ilikuwa nini by the way? I feel nimeongea.
Umejibu.
Okay,
hiyo ni a whole experience. Sasa itabidi ni kuja unichore hata mimi.
yeah, kuja by the way. You're very much welcome.
So where do you usually have the workshops for drawing people?
Well, we usually move around. Basically we just go wherever we are needed or we are wanted. So come an event. Kama mtu anataka a caricaturist, anaweza Twitter, and then he just go wherever they are, be it in a birthday party, wedding. But normally, we usually go at different malls, that is, especially this time when there are events and whatnot. So we usually go at different malls. I was at the hub most of the time, but I move around different malls. But at this moment, I'm stationed at Waterfront. So kikam Waterfront during the weekends. Waterfront mug. Yeah.
Okay. So is caricature and drawing your primary source of income?
Yeah. I mean, me say this ama kuna kitu ingine ni na ni, but I think it's that entirely, it's caricature entirely, but kuna these other few things that I do on the side. Kama you know, some basic graphic design stuff like logo design, creating flyers, posters. So those are just a few things that I do just because, you know, na joke to me illustrator, Photoshop and whatnot. So inanipatia aka skill and I can use it. But I can say the primary source of income ni caricatures, art, caricature to be precise.
Okay, that's good to know. So someone can also hire you for some graphic design work?
Yeah, sure. And as I said, for logo design, niko kind of specialize in it. Because hiyo ni kitu nimekuwa nikifanya for quite some time. And I may go even deeper when it comes to trying to equip myself with new skills and learning new design tips and whatnot. So as I say, my logo design, it's something that I'm skilled. But is it, this other stuff? Not so much.
Okay. So yeah. Primary.
But I'm still learning.
Okay. Yeah. So. So how has Corona and COVID-19 and the lockdown affected your business, your primary business?
Yeah, I mean, it may affect big time, because, you know, the kind of stuff that we do, it's entertainment, you know, it's performing arts. When you do live karaoke, you're in a car comedy. You're like performing there and you're trying to capture, you know, whatever personality that person, that the subject that you're drawing has, and you're trying to, you know, make their day. You're trying to make them smile and trying to make them, you know, feel nice. So, and with that, kitu kama hii ina thrive in, you know, in a mode where there's parties, there's a lot of people, you know, in malls, parks, you know, where there's a lot of people. So now with corona, hiyo ndio kitu sasa, haitaki crowds, haitaki watu wengi. So you can see it's kind of directly affected by it. But yeah, we still continue to push. Atakama tunajua the malls, of course, at this time of corona, they may be experiencing 50% in terms of the total volume of people that usually attend. So at this time, maybe it's like 50% or even less. You know, we still go, we still turn up. And, you know, whatever person you'll meet, whatever person you'll draw, atakama ni watu wawili, we still count it as a win. Because personally, usually say, atakama ni meanda, sitapata mtu. But then I met someone, we talked, I gave them my number, we exchanged details. You know, maybe in the future, there's a job when it atokana from that person that you talk to. So it's never a waste. We still turn up, atakama iko slow. Yeah.
Nice. Keeping it positive.
Actually, that's the your mindset, you know, like you should have when you're trying to enter the art scene, and your patience na mindset you could keep going, because you know it in a take so much time before it picks up. So if you give up quickly, I mean to my anazia could give up quickly, they can't survive that long in the art scene, you know.
That's very true.
So, yeah. Kama kuna mtu anataka kuingia, they just walk with you patient and, you know, believe in their craft.
So how would you like people who will watch this video to support you? Unataka kufollow Instagram, unezaji plug, your email address, kama unafanyanga like commissions. If I had an event and I wanted you to come and do like live caricature, how do I contact you?
Well, yeah, as you've said, social media basically the main platform and you can reach us. For example, you can see whatever you are doing and then you like understand and you get to know whatever you're doing and the value you're bringing to your event or whatever place you want us to be. So, I have my social media, which I post my works, and also my Behance account, which I usually use it as my website. So that's more of like a formal place, and maybe you send people to view some of your work, and also my email. You can reach me through my email, but mostly social media and whichever platform and you tataka kuni reach out to. And so should I like say my my okay. So social media, starting with I mean Instagram. Instagram handle yangu inakuanga @_Wyla WYLA _Wyla, or at a Twitter, it's the same thing, @Wyla, no underscore. And then Facebook, I have a page. Now that's It's on your Facebook, you know. Okay, I miss out Facebook because I'm usually not so much active.
Nitazi, nitaeka links to kwa description ba mwenyana. Whatever people prefer. Kwa unatumianga Facebook, utaenda uklik yeah. link ya Facebook ama ya Instagram, ama ya Twitter, gani ngine? Email.
Yeah, that would be really nice. Yeah, pia my email. Email yangu ni alanjuma01@gmail.com. Because those are my full names. So, nandika tu Alan Juma with a double L, A-double-L-A-N, Juma01@gmail.com. So, hiyo ni email yangu and I'll, you know, I'll get your message.
Yeah. I feel like that's a really good idea. Like, ukirusha bash, you have someone to come and do like live art. I don't know why people don't do this. It's so interesting. I don't know why I have not done this. It's so interesting.
Yeah, you should try it sometime. Well, okay, unajua it's a concept and it hasn't been done so much here locally, but now people are starting to slowly take it up. Now, and we understand, and you know, and they also wanna appreciate the far from the nini, from the few places that I've been in a part of appreciation and. It's in a rise vizuri by the here is the fact that people don't they don't nini, how can I put it? See our support, it's just because maybe they didn't know something like this is done locally, available. You know.
Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, but imeanza kupik vizuri because people are getting to know us, are getting to understand whatever we're doing and they're liking too.
Yeah. So hopefully people who will watch this video on YouTube, they will hit you up and they will start throwing more interesting parties. Okay. Have a caricature artist in your parties or I'm not coming. Okay. Seriously.
Yeah, okay, exactly. So,
I know. Like, what are you doing? Anyway. So those are my questions. They're done. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Oh, okay. Ala, imeshaje haraka.
Imagine ata haitaking a long time, by the way.
Ah, oh, okay.
Ama, there's something else you wanted to add.
I don't know. Well, as I said, at least watch your party characters out. You don't have to like come there physically. You can commission us, you send us photos, and then we, you know, come up with great stuff for you. And yeah, that would be nice. You'll be ulkomoliza something how people can support the business.
Yeah.
So by support, you don't have like to buy anything from me. So you just follow us, like whatever you're doing. If you can share, that would be nice. That's actually a great way of supporting art, just following them and sharing their work and appreciating. Because again, I tell your comments, you know, maybe Chumsel Kwame, give up. So when you say like good stuff, you know, keep going, that's a good piece. At least in a motivation to kuendelea to create. So, yeah, people should support us in that way too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. That was sour. Thank you for agreeing to do the interview and sharing your story.
Thank you for having me. Nimejienjoy sana kuongelelea hii story. It's actually my first stage. Hakuna mtu ashaini interview acha kujua nini ndio nafanyanga. So yeah, it's nice. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome back anytime.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. This has been Uncurated Podcast. We will be uploading a new episode every week. So follow our Instagram page, uncurated.podcast, for updates and more fun creative content. Enjoy the rest of your week.